Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about these killings of prosecutors down in Texas. It's got everybody worried. Horror of horrors. The people are turning against the justice system. And again, I think the U.S. government sees this as an opportunity to sort of build a bias into the court system against gun rights. Because now the judges are all afraid for their lives. The prosecutors are all afraid for their lives. And this is going to affect rulings that are coming down about guns and gun rights and enforcement of federal gun laws. Because the U.S. government is very, very upset with the way that states are digging in their heels to preserve Second Amendment rights. And so they got to figure some way to game the system here. Now, CBS is reporting that the prosecutors down in Texas, at least, are now being encouraged to have a handgun and a handgun license to carry. And they say, got to fill out the forms, you know, get a handgun license, do it within the letter of the law, but you need to have a gun. Wait a minute. Haven't the gun grabbers been screaming that we should surrender all of our guns and wait for the police? Seems like there's a little bit of a double standard going on here. They want the judges and politicians and the prosecutors and the police to have guns. But we, the American people, no, you don't need guns. The police will come and take care of you. Really, they will. Well, where were the police when these two prosecutors got killed? And maybe they should have been carrying guns before they got shot at. But there's a very clear double standard. They're out there telling the judges and prosecutors, got to carry a gun. Pack a gun. You got to be ready to shoot back when you're attacked. That should apply to every single American. But it doesn't. Meanwhile, there's this program called the Free Gun Program. They are raising money to give free guns to residents, citizens living in high crime areas, and especially to single women, so they can defend themselves against criminals. I think this is an admirable situation as long as the people receiving these guns go through a gun safety course. And this free gun program is going to end into North Texas. And I think it's a very good idea. I think everybody ought to be armed in a nation where the police are not doing their job. In a nation where the courts have ruled repeatedly, the police are not obligated to intervene to save you from a violent crime, it makes sense we should all be armed. Crime will go down. That is the historical pattern. When guns are banned and people are dependent on the police, the crime will go right through the roof. As I've mentioned before, the idea of the wild, wild west where everybody had guns and everybody was shooting, that's fiction. The per capita incidence of gun crime in the Old West was a tiny, tiny fraction of what you see in the disarmed areas of our country, where only the criminals have the guns. A second town in Georgia has approved an ordinance saying gun ownership is now mandatory. Every household has to have a gun. Kennewick started it. Their crime went down. Second town in Georgia is doing exactly the same thing. This is making Obama and his gun grabbers very, very nervous. And they're gearing up for a states' rights fight over this. They're trying to figure out some way they can force local police authority and sheriffs to enforce federal gun laws. And that's not the way this is supposed to work in this country. The states get to decide these things. The local communities get to decide these things, not the federal government. I'm going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself anything out of balance, concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Thank you for accepting the call. Really, I have one question. You were talking about a state rights issue in regards to gun control. The issue of state rights is already on the board, which the federal government and state governments are looking eyeball to eyeball. And the case in point, if you would kind of explain it too, was the marijuana laws passed off in the state of Washington as well as Colorado, I believe. And it was a state doing what they want, and the feds just standing there not quite sure what to do. That's my question. Have a nice day.
Well, you raise a very valid point here in that the federal government has a long history of continuing to chip away at the state's rights as they were outlined in the Constitution. And I would further argue that if the federal government is passing laws that are unconstitutional, the states have a legitimate right to say, no, we're not going to allow them to be enforced inside our jurisdiction. Certainly in the case of the Second Amendment. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and that means all weapons, not just firearms, all arms, swords, knives, whatever, shall not be abridged. If the federal government is passing laws that abridge those rights, and remember under, I think it's Marburg versus Madison, the U.S. Supreme Court has already said laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void, and under United States versus Miller, the United States Supreme Court said the Second Amendment reserves to the people weapons equal to those held by the standing army.
Well, so, Mike, I think I think somewhat of the issue is the federal government standing back. It's not an issue of any violation other than state versus federal government. But I think they're more interested in how they can get extra money by selling marijuana with a federal tax. I'm sorry, but that's my feeling. And
you're probably right on that issue. The issue of marijuana is they don't want you growing your own. In fact, there's already an article we saw earlier today where in one of the states they say marijuana can only be sold in a safety package to protect the children. It's all about taking something you could make yourself and then licensing it and taxing it, whether it's tobacco or alcohol or marijuana. The idea is you're not allowed to make your own. You will go and buy it from somebody who is sharing the wealth with the appropriate level of governments. With the issue of gun control, of course, they're dealing with a completely different dynamic, which is a U.S. government that apparently already back at the G20 last September was openly talking about savings account levies here in the United States. And I'm sure they're convinced that when that happens, the American people aren't going to be tolerating it quite as well as the people of Cyprus are, unless they really start ramping up the dosage of fluoride in the drinking water. And that's the reason for this gun grab. And I think if you go back and look very carefully, we started seeing the beginnings of the gun grab ramping up right after the G20 closed. And that's why I think the two of them are definitely linked.
Yeah, well, I guess the next question is that dealing with freedom and everything else, why aren't the civil law organizations fighting this? They appear to be going just into the background and always picking on schools who want to have school prayers rather than going out there and saying, you know, the Second Amendment holds, you know, and we'll defend those. I don't see them.
One has to ask the reasonable question if the leadership of these organizations is in some way compromised. And their task is to keep everybody in a furor over school prayer and gay marriage and all these other side issues, you know, while the government moves ahead on the real agenda, which is disarming the American people and returning us to the slavery of the private central banks. We know that a lot of these organizations are infiltrated and taken over. We saw that back in the 1960s with COINTELPRO. The FBI would have their on-campus informants specifically join these organizations and by hook or by crook trying to get into positions of authority and control over them. That's how they were able to set up that disastrous protest at Disneyland that was used to completely discredit the peace movement during the Nixon administration. So if you see an organization that says they're out there to protect X and they seem to be completely distracted over here on a less important issue, you need to ask if their leadership is somehow compromised or under control.
Well, and that brings up an interesting point, and I'll say this point blank, that Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg, who used to be the head of the American Civil Liberties Union, is still there. I'm wondering if she's still operating it from the bench. That's my end of my questioning. Have a nice day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I would say probably that regardless of being on the bench, that some degree of influence is still being exerted. It can be a very, very complex issue, all this revolving door stuff where people are in industry or in organizations, then they're in the government and back again. Those lines of communication stay intact, and I'm sure – you know, any Supreme Court judge can pick up a phone and call their old buddies anywhere in the nation and say, hey, this is what we're thinking is going on. That's part of the old boy network here. All right, I'm going to switch over to Tony in Connecticut. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I want to ask a question regarding diplomatic immunity as it relates to individual sovereignty. Back in the 70s, when I was a young man or a younger man, I had to drive a wife of a French diplomat to JFK Airport, and she didn't speak any English. And when I got to the airport, I thought I was dropping her off, and it turns out she was just putting her poodle on the plane to be sent to,
okay.
to be
I'm
sent
sorry.
To Paris. I'm sorry. There's a point here, Michael. I didn't mean to make a joke, but it's true.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at her, the poodle.
Yeah, no, I know. It was quite an experience as a young 20-year-old man. Anyway, point being is when I got to the airport, you know, I had a helper, in, you know, carry the poodle to be loaded on the plane, and I asked the police officer, the NYPD officer, where can I park? And he said, you have TPL plates and you can park on the runway. You can do whatever you want. So basically my question is, you know, as it seems like, you know, a sovereign or a diplomat who has immunity or diplomatic real estate, I don't know what the word, has immunity, it seems like that would be the best way for an individual to go is to give up their citizenship. And I'm sure there's pros and cons to that, and I'm just starting to look into it. But what is your thoughts on a person doing such a thing, Michael?
Well, giving up your citizenship does not make you a diplomat recognized by a foreign government, which is the requirement to have diplomatic immunity. And diplomatic immunity does get misunderstood and it gets misapplied. Technically, you have diplomatic immunity only within your embassy or consulate and a fixed distance away from it. Outside of that distance, if you break the laws of the United States, you will be arrested and thrown in prison. It generally doesn't happen for reasons of, you know, keeping things polite and quiet with foreign nations, especially Israel. We've seen that time and time again. But there are rules in place regarding diplomatic immunity. And in point of fact, had you tried to park on the runway, I think you probably would have gotten into some kind of trouble, diplomat or not. Does it get abused? Yes, it does. Does the diplomatic pouch get abused? Yes, it does. But, you know, this, if you're a diplomat for a recognized foreign government, yeah, you get a lot of slack in this country. By the way, a lot of people don't know this. It's actually against the law to arrest a member of Congress while Congress is in session. And that was passed a long time ago because people who are trying to push a particular agenda would very often get their friendly police department to try and interfere with and harass members of Congress who might vote the other way. And so members of Congress, and there have even been a couple of cases where they've caught members of Congress on their way to the Capitol building who are drunk as a skunk, and they won't arrest them. They'll put an officer in the car to drive him the rest of the way. But, yeah, there's a lot of laws saying the elites get cut a lot of slack. Remember that J.P. Morgan Chase banker out in Los Angeles was in a hit and run, and they let him go. He's a banker. He's got to go do banking stuff. We can't arrest him.
Amazing.
Yes.
But as far as the sovereignty, you know, a sovereign citizen, obviously, no, that's an oxymoron. But for someone to give up their citizenship, I've been reading a little bit about that. Do you know anything about that, Michael? You know, versus a diplomat, I guess that was a bad comparison. But
there are a lot of people who like the idea of a sovereign citizen. But from the point of view of the federal government, you are all citizens here, period, end of discussion, and you're not allowed to violate the laws just by saying, I don't really recognize myself as part of the United States any longer. I like to consider myself a citizen of planet Earth, but, you know, I still have to obey the stop signs and the seatbelt laws, or I'm going to get a ticket. So it's a nice idea in the abstract. But for very practical reasons, it's not going to change your life to renounce your citizenship. If you're moving to another country and you want to renounce your citizenship, that's a completely different deal. But of course, there are a lot of laws that are put in place to try and discourage that kind of thing. I think right now, if you leave the United States and you want to renounce your citizenship, the U.S. gets to keep, I think it's something like 1/3 of your tangible wealth. On departure, it's a huge, huge exit tax to keep you in the place here.
Well, they'll be disappointed in that take.
I've heard the same thing when I'm.
We
got a break for commercials here, but when I'm telling people about get your money out of the bank, the savings raids are coming. They say, "No problem. I don't have a savings account. I'm scot free." We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies. survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Rick in Illinois. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask for your insight on the DARE program. I know it's a little bit off topic what you're talking about, but the drug abuse resistance education program that's offered in grade schools throughout the country. Do you have any particular take on that as opposed, you know, outside of what I might find from my own personal online searches?
Well, I know in Los Angeles a lot of people joke that DARE was Daryl Gates' retirement program. On a darker side, it doesn't really seem to be working. There have been numerous studies that the DARE program, their commercials are completely ineffective. It actually gets kids thinking about drugs when otherwise they might not do so. And it has proven to be completely ineffective, and yet it keeps getting money, and it keeps getting funded, and keeps on going. The joke about Daryl Gates, of course, if you remember, he was the assistant chief of police back when Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and shortly thereafter was made chief of police, and basically rode herd over the Los Angeles Police Department, and then on his retirement, he got involved in setting up DARE. And DARE is the absolute perfect drug education program in a government that is itself profiting from the drug trade.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your input, Mike.
All right. You got it here. And Manny in the control room just said when he was in school, the joke was DARE stood for drugs are really expensive. And that's certainly true. I heard drugs are really exciting. And again, yeah, it's the perfect drug program for a government that's making money off the drugs. It was completely ineffective. In fact, there were a couple of studies that showed that in schools where the DARE program was operating, drug usage actually went up. Because it stopped being this remote thing that was way off in the bad part of town that you would never go into. But we see a lot of those things. I remember there was a whole series of commercials. I think it was from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. And having worked a good part of my career in advertising, I felt competent to judge that these commercials were completely ineffective. They almost seemed designed to be ineffective. To be commercials that said, hey, we're trying to deal with the drug problem, but they really weren't effective at all. You want an effective anti-drug commercial to show to the kids? You take a camera into the drunk tank at the local police and show some strung-out addict going through withdrawal on the floor. That's an effective anti-drug commercial. All righty. Let's see. Getting back to the issue of the police here, because, again, we're caught in this dichotomy. We're down in Texas. They're telling their prosecutors and judges, get a gun. Put a gun on your belt. Get the license. Get a gun. We'll make sure the paperwork will go through. You've got to have a gun to protect yourself. But you, the American people, no, you don't need guns to protect yourself against criminals. You just wait for the police to show up. Over in New York, the New York City Police Department is being sued for pepper spraying a five-month-old baby. Apparently, the police went into this home and just pepper sprayed the entire family. And apparently it all began when she was pushing her baby stroller through a service gate instead of going through the normal subway turnstile. And trying to get a stroller through those narrow turnstiles is problematic. So she just waited for the service gate to be open and she went through there and the cops show up and they pepper spray her entire family. Yeah, I want to call these people when I'm in trouble. Down here, down in Florida, rather, apparently there's a big stink over a police officer, state highway trooper, was fired for not writing a traffic ticket, a speeding ticket, when he should have. You know, sometimes cops will let you go. They're in a good mood. You got a good story. Cop will pull me over and come up and say, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'll say, because I'm black. If you can get them laughing, they'll say, get out of here. Don't speed. Don't do anything. Cops will do that. It's at their discretion. But now they're so desperate for that tax, for that speeding ticket revenue, rather. They're pillaging the population where they literally, they fired a trooper who let a speeder go without a ticket down in Florida. Now, here's an interesting little story, and this happened up in Sacramento. Guy has his car parked in front of his house, goes to work. When he comes home, there's a brand new no parking sign installed where his car, next to where his car was, and a parking ticket, $57 parking ticket. I mean, they literally put up the no parking sign, then wrote him a ticket while he was at work. And the county is refusing to cancel the ticket, saying, yeah, you were in a no parking zone. The guy says, when I parked, it wasn't a no parking zone. It's not. We had that other one, that video, amazing video, where they literally were painting no parking around a parked car and then ticketed the car. Next, they're going to be lugging around paper mache fire hydrants. They'll just put it down, write a ticket. That's how desperate they are. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio stream.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just a comment on the Republic Broadcasting store. A lot of good items in there. I have a couple of those products, like the radiation alarm. We bought one back when Fukushima first happened. The battery just lasts forever. It's still working. And so far, it has not started screaming that we're all going to melt or anything bad like that. Have some really good shortwave radios in there. Always a very nice thing to have. If you're going to get a shortwave radio, a feature you want to look for, and I know the some of the radios at Republic Broadcasting Store have this, you want to get what's called single sideband, which is a form of subcarrier modulation used by ham radio operators, and it basically doubles the amount of information you can get, because in addition to the various government broadcasts, which is always somebody's point of view, you can listen in to the amateur bands and pick up what they're saying from wherever something is going on. So it's always a good thing to have in your emergency, or just for entertainment. When I was a kid, in the days before the internet, way back then, you know, in the days of steam-powered terminals and kerosene-powered monitors, I was a big shortwave fan. I built a shortwave from Heathkit, and I love that thing. I'd go out there listening all the time. Anyway, back to some more serious things. We're talking about why being disarmed and waiting for the police is not necessarily the best thing for your health. Up in Pittsburgh, there's been another case where the SWAT team searched the wrong home. They were sent to an address. They were told the police had warrants for two houses. Turned out that was incorrect. They only had one warrant, and so they kicked down the door of a home for which they did not have a warrant and really harassed people that had nothing to do with the case. And they basically destroyed the house, destroyed the door, destroyed the front windows, and the city came out and boarded up their broken windows. That's about all the apology they've gotten so far. And now they're going to have to literally sue the police department to repair all the damage that was done. Now, interesting little story. This came out of Johnson County, where, and we covered this a little bit earlier, where the Johnson County Sheriff is raiding families growing vegetables in their homes. Apparently they have enough room where they can set up an indoor garden, which during this harsh winter is kind of a smart thing to do. And they were growing vegetables, tomatoes, and all the rest of it. And so apparently deputies barged in, turned it upside down, held them for 2.5 hours looking for marijuana, looking for marijuana. They had solid intelligence. The family was under surveillance for months for growing marijuana. What made them think they were growing marijuana? Well, because they'd been going over to their local gardening supply and getting bags of potting soil, Grow Lux lamps. These are these heavy ultraviolet, slightly lavender-looking lamps for indoor growing. They'd been getting farming supplies. That was it. How did the police know? Well, see, this is where it gets really interesting, because the only way these police could have known that this family, or these families, plural, because apparently there was more than one, were doing some indoor growing is they're apparently getting the information off the shopping cart and credit card purchases. How are they getting that? Remember all those fusion centers that were being set up to coordinate intelligence? You know, when you go down to the supermarket and they ask for your discount card, that's keeping a record of who you are and what you're buying. And the inescapable conclusion here is that this information, along with your credit card purchases, is going into these fusion centers, no warrant whatsoever to be spying on your personal transactions. And it went to the fusion center and they said, oh, they're buying all this indoor farming stuff. It must be marijuana. And they sent the cops out to kick down the door. And they were wrong. They were wrong, 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 wrong. Which tells us once again, these fusion centers are not only unconstitutional, they're incompetent. They make mistakes. They send the police after the wrong people. It is not a crime to be growing tomatoes in your basement or your garage. And that tells us, for all this talk about how the fusion centers are going to protect us from terrorists, they're not looking for terrorists. They're looking for druggies, and they blew it. They didn't find anything. Tore up this family's home for 2.5 hours. All they found was garden vegetables. You shouldn't be growing vegetables in your own home. That's what the supermarket is for. If you're growing your own food, then some giant mega food corporation with GMO produce isn't making money off of you. That's not the American way. Up in Washington State, ugly story. Apparently, police arrived to arrest a parole violator in a home that had multiple residents, roommates. And they go in the back and they find a man lying in his bed. And they're screaming at him, get your hands up, get your hands up. The room is dark. He reaches for a flashlight. They shoot him almost 20 times. He's permanently crippled. Guy was working as a mechanic. Now he can't anymore. His entire left arm is smashed. And, of course, the police department is saying, oh, it was fully justified. It's in compliance with department guidelines that when you're lying in a bed reaching for a flashlight, the police will basically empty their guns into you. And A New York State senator has testified in federal court that New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly admitted the stop and frisk policy is designed to instill fear in the minority population targeting African American and Hispanic men. Has nothing to do with crime. Has to do with intimidation. Going to grab a phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Real quickly, what about driving a pickup truck in Los Angeles at the same time of doing it? that was a life skill as well.
It wasn't even the same color truck.
Yeah, yeah. Just delivering newspapers, you know, and your women. You know. But,
yeah.
I'm calling you, and by the way, I just emailed this article to you. I just got off of Yahoo. It's cartels dispatch agents deep inside the U.S., and it's talking about mainly Chicago. And they name specifically in the article, they name the Sinaloa cartel, about how they've caught people in Chicago. They're linking the Sinaloa cartel with a spike in the Chicago murders, kill rate and all that that's going on there. And I just want to raise a question here, a possible linkage here. We all know that Holder and Obama have shipped thousands of automatic weapons to the Sinaloa drug cartel. We don't know in exchange for what. We do know that they routinely do murders all over Mexico and probably around here. But why wouldn't a regime like the Obama regime, which already is doing murders all over the globe, which it already is, in active trading weapons with, you know, the Sinaloa drug cartel, why wouldn't they, for instance, collude with them? Hello, you there?
Yeah, you dropped out for just a second.
Why wouldn't the Obama administration? What would these? They would cells in murdering people in the United States. And for instance, now Rahman.
Okay, Peter, your phone is cutting in and out. I don't know if that's happening at RBN or getting out here to Hawaii. I'm sorry, Manny, you said? Okay, yeah, apparently it's cutting back. Peter, can you try and call back in and see if we can get a clearer line, because we're having trouble hitting there. But if I understand your question correctly, it is, again, it's this double standard that we, the American people, are not allowed to have semi-automatic weapons, but the U.S. government, at taxpayer expense, is sending these fully automatic weapons down to the Mexican drug cartels. And this cover story about this gun walking to try and trace where the weapons were going, I think it's complete USDA choice bovine excrement. It is a repeat of Iran-Contra, where the U.S. government was sending weapons down across the border, and it was all being paid with drugs flowing back the other way that were then sold in the United States for personal profit. I think it's just the updated version of Iran-Contra. And that's why they don't know where the guns went. They don't care where the guns went. It didn't become a scandal until the guns started showing up north of the border and U.S. officers started getting killed. Peter, are you back now?
Yeah, I am, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I wanted to just raise the possibility that Obama and Holder may be treating with these guys, selling them weapons. It's got to be in return for something. But they specifically, in this article, cite Sinaloa drug cartel, specifically in Chicago. But why wouldn't he use them, like the Mafia was used by OSS during World War II, and like Gladio used people to... extremists. Couldn't they be used, Sinaloa drug cartels, be used by the administration to do political murder up in the United States?
No reason not to.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Mike.
There's no reason for them not to. It gives them instant deniability. The question is whether these operatives from the Sinaloa cartel are reliable and can be counted on to carry out the assassination without getting caught. Because that would become a major, major problem. We know that for many, many years it has been common practice for intelligence agencies wishing to do domestic assassinations to contract it out to a foreign intelligence agent. So they can sort of go along with the idea that, hey, we're still following the laws of the land against assassinating our own people. They did the same thing with the Echelon eavesdropping system, where all these nations got together and set up this network of listening stations. We even have one of them here on Oahu. And the idea is that the American portion of the system would listen to the Australian people, and the people in the Echelon people in Australia would listen to the Americans, and then they'd just trade the information so they could say, we're not spying on our own citizens. It's just a way of getting around the legalities. And there's no reason. In fact, we could see a lot of violence in this country that's actually targeted political assassination.
Well, that was my point, Michael, and I thank you for expanding on that. So,
okay.
I'm signing off, but thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot there. Now, getting back to police and law enforcement, you probably saw on the TV news they're screaming about how a bookkeeping error has allowed some serious criminals to be released early. I'm sure they're going to go out and try and find them again. But there's another more interesting story here coming out of ArsTechnica.com, basically saying that thousands of California sex offenders and felons on parole are finding it very easy to disable their GPS monitors. Frankly, I think if you put like three or four layers of aluminum foil around that, the GPS signal stops. And they're basically finding out that it's incredibly easy. Because of prison overcrowding, they said, we're going to start letting people out, but you got to wear these GPS monitors so we know where you are and where you're going. We'll make sure that you're not going over to the schoolyards and molesting little kiddies or joining the priesthood so you can molest more kiddies there. And they're finding out it's actually very easy to disable these GPS tracking devices. And what happens is they lose the signal from the GPS and they figure it's just the poor quality of the system. They don't know where to go to find these guys. So these guys are going out and doing what they want to do, and they go back home, take the tinfoil off. Oh, they're back home. System is working again. Now, in one of the most absurd stories I have ever seen, this is over in Mississippi, where the police arrested a 5-year-old child for wearing the wrong color shoes to school. And apparently the schools have a dress code, which I understand. My school had a dress code when I went there. And apparently you're required to wear black shoes to school. And because he did not have black shoes and his family could not afford to buy black shoes, his mother used a black marker to sort of color his red and white sneakers black. But the red and white were still visible, so the child was taken out of class by the police and driven home by the police to teach the mother a lesson. How wonderful life must be in Mississippi that the police don't have anything better to do than enforce the dress code on 5-year-olds. Must be no murders down there, must be no rapes, must be no muggings or burglaries or any of that stuff going on. So the Mississippi police have to justify their police paychecks by harassing the kids at school. If I'd been there, I would have bought the kids some black shoes. Problem solved. And by the way, one of the programs that my wife and I are involved here locally, because at our school, you know, Hawaii is very casual, a lot of bare feet, but it can be dangerous because of broken glass. And at this school that we were involved in, where the food insecure kids were handing out the food bags because they run out of food stamp money in week number 3. So we're sending these food bags home so they can have enough sugar and energy and nutrition so that they can still be good students in week number 4. A lot of them don't have shoes at all. And so we got everybody to pitch together for a big cardboard box full of little flip-flop sandals. Kid comes to school without shoes, they get a free pair of sandals. That's how you solve these problems. You don't have the cops come in and say, you're walking on the streets on bare feet. And I find it amazing that any police officer, at least as we are told they are supposed to be by TV, would do something like that. The kid doesn't have black shoes. If he can't afford black shoes, that's not a crime. Now, meanwhile, over in South Carolina, and this gets back to the issue of states' rights, South Carolina is moving closer and closer to nullifying Obamacare within the borders of their state. The Constitutional Law Subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee passed House Resolution 3101, the Freedom of Healthcare Protection Act. And it's moving forward. They're confident it is going to pass. And it will set up another confrontation between the federal government and the states as to who's in charge of the states. And remember, under the Constitution, rights and authorities were reserved to the states. That's what the 10th Amendment is all about. And the presumption is, as enshrined in the 9th Amendment, that any rights not enumerated go to the states or the individual. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. We need to
solve 9-11. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. We need to solve 9/11.
We already have.
The mass majority of Americans don't think so, especially the elderly people that are internet illiterate.
Well, first of all, I think it's a myth that elderly people are internet illiterate, because I'm elderly, and I have quite a few people my age and older who are very much on the internet. They've caught up. As of the last poll that I saw, the people who still buy the official story of 9/11 are a rapidly dwindling minority.
Where did you see that poll at, just out of curiosity?
I think the last one I saw was a which polling organ? I think it was a Pew Research poll that basically measured if people still trusted the government on the 9/11 issue. It basically said people who absolutely trusted the government's version of events were something like 30%, and the rest were divided between absolutely convinced the government is lying and not sure one way or the other. And that doubt, of course, works in our favor. We don't need to know every fine detail of 9/11. Pretty much everybody out here is in agreement that the government has lied about it to one extent or another. And
we need to put people in jail until we get the truth.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, I mean, we do.
And we need to put them on death row until we get the truth. You know,
We've got the truth. We don't need another government investigation. We don't need any. We know the government lied to us about 9/11, and that's really the important point. And the rest is just fine details. We know that our own government admitted there was evidence linking 9/11 to these arrested Mossad agents. We know our government was part of the plot because of the way the Secret Service behaved at Booker Elementary School. That's really it. We know we were lied to. Let's unite around that point and move forward.
Okay, let's move forward. And moving forward is putting handcuffs on people and putting them in jail and putting their face in the mail and the post offices all over the country and the world. They're
well,
criminal.
I think if they're already in jail, we don't need to bother with that whole post office thing. And frankly, I'll be very honest. I've been going to the post office for years. I've never actually looked at any of those posters they have up there. So, you know, I don't know what good that would do. But, you know we were lied to. We also know under the current corrupt political regime, the guilty will not be punished. George W. Bush lied to Congress in 2003 when he activated the resolution for the use of force in Iraq by claiming Iraq was in possession of weapons of mass destruction. And he was lying to Congress. And Congress did nothing about it. And so as long as the federal government stands, these people are going to be protected. After it all comes crashing down, after we get the new country going, we may simply say, all right, we need to get some of these people back here and sort of, you know, give them a wedgie for what they did to us and how many of our young people had to die for this. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.